So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, this May only, you can get an extra $200 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $200 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Are beards unhygienic? Is the hair in your chin pretty much the same as the hair in your head? Dr. Primrose Freestone is from the University of Leicester. Primrose, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Is there a difference between chin hair and head hair?
Well, yes, there is, I'm afraid, because your chin hair occasionally actually encounters food, whereas hopefully your head of hair never does. And that actually changes the microorganisms, the bacteria and fungi that live in your chin hair compared to your head hair.
Right. Okay. And so the potentially the bacteria that could come, I mean, I suppose it's people might eat something and then a little bit gets stuck in there and they don't realise it's there, or maybe they're keeping it as a snack for later on. Potentially what kind of bacteria could spread from that?
Well, it's normal skin bacteria that you'll find inside most beards, but also anything that was on your hands when you touched your beard, and that can include bacteria that you actually picked up from the toilet. And really, pretty much anything that anybody else does when they actually touch your beard. So therefore, you know, staphylococcus, fungi. In fact, it is possible to actually transmit impetigo, and it's an inflammatory skin condition, from beards, I have to say, not usually from head hair.
Oh, my word. Yeah. And so have there been, I mean, for people who have to work in sterile environments, like doctors and nurses, but also, I suppose, scientists to a degree, is there a feeling that perhaps they shouldn't have beards?
Well, there have been surveys of the types of bacteria that live on the faces of clean-shaven doctors versus doctors with beards. And there are differences, but not necessarily more risky in terms of beard hairs actually sort of dropping infectious bacteria onto patients. But the key thing is unhygienic beards can be quite harmful.
Yeah. So, but what is, how do we define a hygienic beard? How often should one clean it?
Well, actually, your beard and the skin of your beard should be washed every single day. The beard itself should actually be combed to get rid of any kind of loose hairs, so you don't actually shed on people. And if you want a nice soft beard, you can always condition it. But the thing is, your beard, like your hands, needs to be cleaned regularly and at least once a day. And that will get rid of some of the bacteria, and it will certainly get rid of the food, and give it a good comb and you have fewer sort of beard hair shedding on people.
Yeah. Though, you see, if you do, if say in the morning you're having your shower and you shampoo your chin hair, by the evening, by dinner time, are you back riddled with bacteria again?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. I mean, the bacteria that you wash off, whether it's from your beard or your hands, do eventually grow back. But that's just naturally part of our biology.
Yeah. So, but is there any evidence that people with beards are getting ill more often?
No, there's no evidence for that. I mean, the beards actually are protected. The immune system is actually present in the beards, both the innate and adaptive immune systems. And the beards themselves actually have bacteria that make sort of antibiotics, in a sense. So beards are actually, if they're kept clean and they're kept well combed, are actually quite hygienic. It's when they're not. Yeah, that's when beards become a bit yucky.
Okay, so there might be a slightly advantageous aspect to having a beard, as long as you're maintaining it properly.
Absolutely, yes. Although it's not so much advantageous as non-harmful. Okay, if you want to have hair growing on your face, then that's absolutely fine, provided you keep it clean, you keep it combed, and you keep it healthy.
Okay. Is there any kind of correlation between the size of the beard and how much bacteria it can get? I mean, if you're a full-on Santa Claus, there's a lot of crap you can be carrying around in there, I would have thought.
The longer the beard, the more surface area there is of the hair, and the more bacteria are going to be there, and more likely the beard hairs are going to drop out because of the weight and gravity.
Oh, gosh. So it is. And also, is having a beard, is it bad for your skin?
Beards can, if they're not kept clean, actually cause skin irritation. There are fungal infections that can actually occur specific to beards. You can have lice on beards, quite frankly, if you're not really clean. So hygiene and beards go together if you actually want them to actually sort of be pleasant things.
Yeah. And could tiny creatures that you might say head lice, could you get head lice in your beard?
Yes, you can, I'm afraid.
So they'll just kind of jump
down.
And those
head lice can be transmitted from person to person. Fungal infections can be transmitted from person to person. And really rough beards can actually cause damage to anybody's skin that the beard kisses.
Okay, so if you have lice in your beard and then you kiss someone, it depends on where you're kissing them, that lice could jump.
Afraid so.
Oh, God, that's kind of terrifying. I'm kind of getting the sense, Primrose, that you're sort of anti-beard, really, would that be fair to say?
I'm not anti-beard as such, as a microbiologist, because beards are actually protective of the face, and in cold climates, they actually protect against frostbite. But you have to keep the beard clean and you have to keep it combed. And if you don't, then an unhygienic beard does become a health hazard.
Primrose, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Dr. Primrose Freestone, Senior Lecturer in Clinical Microbiology at the University of Leicester. As someone says, that's it. I'm taking my beard to the beach for a wash. And a 99. Ooh, that's a good day out for a beard.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.